You're listening to The Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
And I'm Joni Harwell.
Hey, Joni, welcome back. Thanks so much for joining us. We have a special series taking a look at the history of KFUO as we lead up to our 100th anniversary celebration. And we thought how fun it would be to have Cousin Joni come along and help us with this series, telling stories of the history of KFUO as guest co-host, because you have done some work lining up some voices and personalities from KFUO's history as well. You've been finding all kinds of fun folks to contact and reach out to from our past. Now, obviously, we can't go back to on-air hosts from 100 years ago. But
I wish we could. That would be so cool. But that would be weird.
But we have some on-air talent and friends of KFUO from probably roughly, the last 50 years or so, joining us for this series leading up to our special event October 12th as we begin our celebration of 100 years of God's blessings at KFUO. So we're going to dig into our first story in just a moment. Thanks to Concordia University, Wisconsin for supporting the Coffee Hour. You can find out more about Concordia University, Wisconsin at cuw.edu.
Live uncommon.
Joining us today, a familiar voice you hear here on KFUO on a regular basis, the Reverend Dr. Paul Devantier, producer and voice of By the Way, and a great friend of KFUO, and a personality that you saw a lot around here just a few years ago. Dr. Devantier, welcome back to the Coffee Hour.
Well, thank you so much. It's wonderful to be with you.
It's good to have you with us this morning and be our guest in this first guest in this series leading up to our 100th anniversary. Let's talk about the time that you spent here at the LCMS International Center and with KFUO. When did your time here with the LCMS begin?
Well, not quite 100 years ago. I was a student at Concordia Seminary in the late 60s, early 70s, and actually became a part-time announcer on KFUO as a seminary student in the early 1970s. And much to my surprise, when I graduated from the seminary, I was assigned to KFUO. And that was 1972. Became general manager of the station in 1974, and have really stayed in touch with KFUO, full-time, part-time, ever since. So I do cover more than 50 years of KFUO's history.
Well, your calling certainly was to KFUO, Paul, and I know I was hired when you were head of communications for the LCMS, and what I always appreciated about you is that you saw each employee having God-given talents that they could move forward with to share the gospel message of Jesus Christ. And I saw that through your whole career.
Well, Joni, I can't say enough nice things about you and everything you've done for KFUO and for the Synod. And it's really nice to be with you this morning.
Thank you.
So, Paul, tell us more about the capacity that you served in KFUO. What were some of the things that you did over that long time period that you were involved with KFUO?
How long is this program? You know, it was really an interesting time. My mother had an expression she used regularly, and it was, "O God, how great thou art." And she would say that, you know, looking at a beautiful sunrise, a beautiful rhubarb pie, a grandchild, "O God, how great thou art." And that comes to mind when I think of the years I was privileged to spend with KFUO. Really, from its very beginning, there were individuals committed to taking the message beyond the local congregation and the local family in their home, but to the world. And as I think back to the time I was privileged to be there, there are so many things that would bring a response, "O God, how great thou art." The industry of radio has changed, technology has changed, I mean, during my years, we upgraded the AM operation. The FM just really expanded from a small transmitter at the studios to 100,000-watt transmitter, which is the largest available, according to the FCC. And we had the opportunity to expand the outreach and reach many more listeners with wonderful programming. I became general manager when KFUO was celebrating its 50th anniversary, but it was kind of a time of transition and no special celebration was planned. But we did one for the 55th in 79, and that was a wonderful opportunity. The 80s and the 90s brought so many changes in technology. The internet, of course, has made such a big difference for KFUO. And I admire you, Handy and Sarah and Joni, for your much better understanding of technology than mine. In fact, Andy and I talked a little bit yesterday about technology. And I'm old enough to remember the time when if you wanted to talk to someone, you could dial on the telephone. I understood that technology. It worked pretty well. The same was true with sending a note. You drop it off at the post office. And today everything has changed. But again, oh God, how great thou art. Because there are people like you and so many others that have seen those things as gifts from our God that can be used for the purpose of sharing the wonderful message of the gospel.
During your time here, I know you got to do a lot of behind-the-scenes things as a manager. What about on the air? What are some of the things that you got to do on the air, some of the programs you got to be involved with?
Well, I actually became the speaker on By the Way in 1974. So I'm celebrating 50 years of doing that program, and by the grace of God, still able to do it. But there were other opportunities as well. I recall one program that I really enjoyed hosting on KFUO. And that was a conversation with members of area congregations. We would bring them into the studio and talk about their congregation. Oftentimes there was already a connection. Perhaps they broadcast their Sunday morning service on KFUO, but I enjoyed meeting some of the people who were really part-time dis-employees of KFUO, promoting it, happy to talk about it, and happy even to appear on the air. That was a wonderful opportunity. And there were so many others, including the syndicated programs like, By the Way, that KFUO began and promoted and distributed to other radio stations. Well, I had the privilege of being involved in KFUO's use of satellite. In fact, you know, our programs were broadcast in the 1990s. Via satellite. That was the latest technology. Much of that has gone away, of course, with distribution via the internet. But all of those changes afforded new opportunities for the people of KFUO to be about the business of sharing the message, and you continue to do that today, and you do it in wonderful ways, and you use the latest technology to accomplish that.
When you talk about the By the Way program, I can remember when I came on staff, was that called Portals of Prayer first and then By the Way?
Yes, it was. It began actually in 19 as Portals of Prayer.
And that was what, a minute and a half? And then we had to go down to 90 seconds and then to 60, I think.
Actually, when I started, it was 3 minutes long.
Oh, wow.
And in the 80s, we changed it to 90 seconds because that was more user-friendly for radio stations. And then sometime later, moved it back to 1 minute. And talking about technology, my early days, and by the way, were pressed onto long play record albums and record albums with Portals of Prayer initially were sent to radio stations, and that's how they used them. But it's been a wonderful opportunity. Oh God, how great thou art.
We are in our KFUO history series with guest co-host Joni Harwell today, talking with Reverend Dr. Paul Devanteer. We'll continue the conversation in just a moment right here on the Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
And I'm Joni Harwell.
At Concordia University, Wisconsin, we believe you were created for a reason, to use your God-given gifts to help others, to live a life of self-sacrifice in a me-first world, to live a life that's uncommon. Whether you're taking one of 50-plus online programs or learning with us in person on the shores of Lake Michigan, you'll be equipped to make an uncommon impact. Learn more at cuw.edu. Concordia University, Wisconsin. Live uncommon.
Welcome back to the Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
And I'm Joni Harwell.
We are in our KFUO history series leading up to our 100th anniversary celebration beginning in October. Our guest today, the Reverend Dr. Paul Devanteer, producer and voice of By the Way, and a longtime friend of KFUO and former on-air talent and manager, served in a number of capacities here at KFUO. Let's talk about some of the significant events that took place during your time here, Paul, and some of the history of KFUO during that time. There was a pretty significant event that took place, I believe, what was that, in the 80s? Is that correct?
Are you talking about the litigation?
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, that actually began January 1, 1990. And it was finally resolved in December of 1998.
Wow.
And that was, you know, perhaps the most trying time for me and for all of the employees of KFUO. It was a time of great uncertainty. It was alleged that we were discriminatory in our hiring practices. Seminary students who once were regular part-time employees of KFUO, according to the FCC, were no longer able to do that because the student body was not diverse enough. Quite a number of proposals came our way for settling the dispute, costing large sums of money. We couldn't abide even considering those sorts of things because we believe that we were not guilty of discrimination. What the case finally became was a case of religious discrimination. The federal government said to KFUO that we violated federal law by giving preference to Christians to work at the radio stations for jobs that the FCC believed were not religious in nature. So it became a religious freedom issue. And after almost 9 full years, the case was finally resolved fully in favor of KFUO and what it had done historically. In fact, one of the judges said there was not a scintilla of evidence of racial discrimination, but that judge sided with the FCC in saying we were guilty of religious discrimination. It really became a landmark religious freedom issue that benefited all religious radio stations in the United States, and one that we can celebrate to this day. In fact, it's now 25 years since that case was resolved, 1999, one of the many smaller anniversaries that KFUO might celebrating in this year of 2020. Difficult time. Staff members were not certain of their employment, whether the radio stations would even exist in the future. Washington, D.C. became my home away from home. Deposition, hearing, and some contact with legislators in the United States Congress and Senate that could help us in the cause. In fact, there was legislation, a draft called the Religious Equality in Broadcasting Act by a number of senators and congressmen, some of whom were members of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, to try to resolve the issue with legislation. Fortunately, that was not necessary, but finally, the Federal Appeals Court in Washington, D.C. ruled fully in favor of KFUO, and the case was over, and we all breathed a big sigh of relief.
We did indeed, and I remember going to the National Religious Broadcasters Conventions while we were battling that, as well as when the decision was made, and numerous small radio station owners came up and thanked us because it was a landmark decision, and they were fearful of what would happen to their radio stations if this went the wrong way.
And the National Religious Broadcasters Association was very helpful to us in that process. By the way, the Lutheran Witness is planning an article in the September issue of the Lutheran Witness about the case. So we hope to tell the story to a number of others as well.
Yeah, that's a very significant thing in our history that we have some information out there, but I don't know how many of our current newer listeners know all of that. So that's a great story to remember and to tell in this conversation as well. What are some other milestones or very significant memories for you over your time here with KFUO?
Well, the expanded outreach, and I alluded to that, the syndicated programs, were a real highlight for those of us at KFUO at the time. And Joni certainly remembers some of those. But programs such as the Pro-Life program, hosted by Jean Garten, a marvelous, marvelous communicator. In fact, I always thought she was one of the best communicators I've ever known.
I agree.
But she did a program that we shared with other radio stations. And that, you know, was a wonderful thing because of the value of the program content. It was just a great program. There were others like the Joy Sacred Classical Music program. Ron Clem was the host of that. And Ron was one of the individuals who spent some 25 or more years at KFUO. And Dennis Storts, another, spent more than 25 years as general manager of KFUO, who was always so supportive of our efforts to go beyond St. Louis. But the sacred music program that Ron put together was a wonderful hour-long weekly sacred classical music program. And in our tradition, you know, the sacred classical music was powerful. So many of classical music composers actually did so out of the church, were inspired by their work with the church. Johann Sebastian Bach, for example. So that was a marvelous opportunity to even move a bit beyond the religious radio station audience and do a program on some classical stations as well.
I think that was a wonderful program that we put together. And I remember in the very beginning, you had me calling stations to see if they were interested in it. And the first program we did was a Christmas program. And I remember we had like 50 or 60 stations that wanted it. But I also remember we had to put it on reel-to-reel to begin with and send it out to all these stations. Then we'd ask them, if possible, to send us those reels back so we could send it again, because we were trying to save money. And then we moved on in the future with new ways to do it. But it was very time-consuming, but it was a wonderful program.
Yeah, I mentioned the long play record albums, but, you know, that changed into reel-to-reel tapes and cassette tapes and compact discs. And finally, we don't need any of that today because you distribute programs via the internet. And that's wonderful, and it's also saved a lot of money. But you know, there was never a fear among board members or staff members that we would go out of business because we spent too much money trying to expand the outreach. There was always a willingness to do that. And by God's grace, and it's true to this day, you know, God has inspired enough individuals and groups and foundations to cover the cost of KFUO for its local broadcasts and for its national outreach through syndicated programs and in other ways. I mean, people can listen to you wherever they are today. Something we wouldn't have thought of when I began at KFUO. That was really a pipe dream. But it's true today, and I celebrate all the people who have supported the station through the years and continue to do so.
With just about a minute to 2 minutes left, how did you see the lives of listeners changed through the message brought to them on KFUO? What sort of feedback did you receive from listeners?
Well, I'm sure you're getting a lot of feedback from listeners today. And, you know, the messages are similar, but they're always very meaningful. I remember one received early in my time from a listener saying, "You've done a lot to lead me to give my heart to the Lord." Well, that's a wonderful sentiment, but there are so many others as well. "I listen to you every day. You brighten my day. You've taught me so much. I'm finally beginning to understand some of Scripture that I couldn't understand earlier in my life. And I just depend upon you. And what a wonderful thing that is. So continue to do what you're doing and do it with talented people like Andy and Sarah and Joni once in a while, as well. The staff members of KFUO, in my recollection during all my years, were wonderful people. I mean, God provided for them to be put in touch with KFUO and become part of KFUO. And I thank God for each and every one of them. And say once again, oh God, how great thou art.
Our guest today, the Reverend Dr. Paul Devantier, producer and host of By the Way. Thank you so much for being our guest today, Paul. It's great to catch up with you again.
Well, I look forward to that, and maybe we'll do like a 12-hour program.
So. We do like to do series on the coffee hour.
Thanks for being our guest. God's blessing.
Well, thanks for what you do. I thank the world of all of you, including Andy, who's been such an important part of KFUO for the recent years. Keep up the good work.
Thank you. You've been listening to The Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
And I'm Joni Harwell.
The Coffee Hour with Andy and Sarah is a production of KFUO. To support The Coffee Hour and KFUO Radio, visit KFUO.org. You can also text KFUO to 41444 or send an email to gifts@KFUO.org. And you can call us at 800-844-0524. KFUO, Christ for you, anytime, anywhere.